Today is NFL trade deadline day, 4 o'clock. It'll be talked about all day on the station. If anything breaks, this is your place for it. Tonight is night one, week one of the college football playoff rankings. Greg Palm, our own Greg Hargrave, will debut this week's top 12 teams. And there will be some controversy. There always is. And there will be some tonight when the college football playoff rankings come out.
Yeah, I mean, it's this is where it starts to get really interesting. And this year, even more so, because it's instead of the four, it's the 12. And everybody's going to be curious as to, okay, who are they anticipating is going to win? This is predictive, too.
Yes.
Because the top four are going to be conference champs. So are they predicting who they think is going to win?
I think they'll just slot the top 25 and they'll let us put it in a bracket afterwards. I think that they could put a bunch of Big Ten and SEC teams at the top if that's how they see fit. What I'm most interested to see tonight is who's the highest two-loss team? What do they do with Penn State after a loss? What do they do with undefeated Indiana, undefeated BYU, some teams that maybe you're lacking the big marquee wins, although BYU has a couple decent games. How does the committee initially rank these teams? And then we know we'll crumble it all up and do it all over again the very next week.
Yeah, next week and week after.
That's right. All right, we've got Lions head coach Dan Campbell. He said it to us last week. Shoes! Being prepared for the elements. Dan, good morning. How satisfying was the execution outdoors in Green Bay?
Yeah, very satisfying. And the coaches, the players did a great job. Just on that, I mean, I know we all laugh about it. It's a big thing, though. And our guys were in the right shoes. We kept our footing. I thought we played clean football in an unclean environment. I mean, that was, you know, you're in the elements, and we handled it well. I was proud of them. That's a good win.
Is there anything you did during the week to prepare for having a wet football or the field the way it was?
Yeah, we drenched the footballs all week. I mean, that's... You know, I told Goff on Wednesday, I said, man, we're going to have our trainers are going to douse them with the Gatorade bottles before every snap. So we douse them every period. We had a wet ball for group, for individual, for all the team periods. That's how we functioned. We didn't wet the field, but we had the wind, which was great, especially Thursday, man. It was humming out there. So we really got the elements. The only thing we didn't get the precipitation coming down. But we did have wet ball and we did have the wind and we were outside. So it was awesome.
This team has a laser focus at 7-1. Dialed in for Dallas, no letdown with the Hutch injury. You guys didn't overlook Tennessee and then obviously ready for the weather. Where does that level of focus come from?
Well, I think we're a more mature team. You know, remember now our vets are guys who've been here. You know, the core of this team are guys who've been here for really going on 4 years, and we've added on that, you know. Even our next guy, you know, Kirby and those guys now are becoming vets. And so we do things. We haven't changed the way we do things over a number of years. We're just getting more mature. We're growing up. And these guys are able to just look at what's right in front of them and focus on that. And when you do that, then you can most of the time alleviate some of the ups and downs that come with a season. That's not perfect. There's nothing easy about it, you know. And honestly, the more you win, the harder it gets. So, but we're in a good place right now.
I mean, coaches always say this. We've heard you say it in terms of games that you bury an opponent. There's opportunities or there's points left on the field. When you look at this team, coming off of the run that you've been on, coming off of Dallas, coming off of Tennessee, and obviously the trip to Green Bay, where can this team continue to get better?
Yeah, well, look, I think there's – I know Ben and I were talking yesterday. There's elements of what we did in the second half, you know, that minus that opening drive, which was huge, you know, coming out of the third quarter, take it all the way down there and finish with a touchdown. Man, that was huge. But yet, man, after that, until we were able to close the game out, you know, our defense really – man, they hung in there, and they didn't allow a touchdown. You know, they didn't allow a score for a long time. But we had a number of three and outs, you know, got a first down, then we go three and out after that. You know, we just couldn't continue to get the first downs and move the ball. You know, we took care of it, which is great, but you'd like to believe you know, you can take control of that game a little bit sooner than it happens. So those are little things that, man, we really believe we can get better at. And then defensively, man, I think AG and those guys are, we're playing outstanding ball, man. And the critical factors, the third down, the red zone, limiting points, the whole thing, takeaways, one of them for a touchdown. But it's like, man, we had a couple of critical penalties, you know, that hurt us, man. We're off the field if we just take care of those things, which are, you know, that's truly self-induced. So we got areas to clean up, but I love the way we play, man. I love how we challenge. I love that we're aggressive, look, special teams, those elements are great for Bates, you know, like to go in and get in that environment and have to kick with the wind behind you, in front of you, crosswind, rain. Man, I thought he did a hell of a job and learned from that, you know. And so there's just these things, man, we'll just continue to get better and learn from.
Talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell. Brian Branch, we've raved about him with you. I don't think he's a dirty player, but do you worry that he picks up a reputation now with a couple of these helmet-to-helmet penalties? It seemed like they wanted to make an example of him last Sunday.
No, I mean, I don't worry about that. I don't know why he would pick that up. I mean, he plays football. He's a football player. He plays the style that we're looking for. He's got to lower the target. Like, that's the thing, and he knows that, you know. And honestly, look, you're going to get the flag. You're going to get, he's probably going to get fined for it. That's part of it. And you don't want it, but, man, once you've deployed your artillery, man, you're not pulling it back. I mean, that's, you know. And funny enough, I've seen guys who have tried to pull back, keep from hurting somebody that have two different times tore the meniscus in their knee, trying to jab their knee in the ground to stop from going, you know. But I think that, we got to lower the target for him. And the big thing is, man, the penalty after that, that's what he and I talked about. It's like, man, you can't give him the 15 after that. And so just lower it, go through the sternum, try to lower it a little bit. He was just a little bit high. So, but he'll be fine, man. He plays an aggressive style, and he's a hell of a player. He's a hell of a safety. And no, he's not a dirty player.
I'm sure you'll be happy for 401 when the conversation shifts from what are you guys going to do at the trade deadline? You addressed it yesterday. We've asked you about it for a couple of weeks. First of all, any chance you have any breaking news you want to share with us? And if not, what's it like leading into today, where I know players are going to be around, but it's typically a day off of trying to navigate the trade deadline?
This is business as usual, honestly. Me personally, I'm trying to get ready for Houston. And then if Brad's got anything that he wants to share with me or wants me to look at, then he will. And tell them, man, I trust him. He's been grinding through this. He knows what he's doing, and if it works out, great. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But it's like the thought of giving away high capital for a player none of us are going to like, that just doesn't sit well with any of us. So, man, if it makes sense, it makes sense. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But, what we got here, we'll win with.
So, like, 3 o'clock, you're not poking in the office going, do we have anything? Like, what's your message to Lion fans who are going to be refreshing their phone all day today hoping to see Brad deliver somebody?
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I get ready for Houston, you know. It's about the matchups, about the one in front of you. And you may be waiting for a while. You may not. You may, you know. But just know that there's work being put in this, and it's been going on for a long time. So we'll be good. We'll be just fine.
You get Jameson Williams back. That'll be a nice addition for the Houston game. With the issues he's had, when you've talked to him, does it seem like he's responded well to all this, that he's going to be able to move forward and avoid some of the issues he's had?
Who's that? I'm sorry.
Jameson Williams.
Yeah. I feel great. I feel great about him. I feel like, you know, man, he's been here. He was here last week. He was in meetings, man. He couldn't be out on the field, but he's been working out. He's been training. He's been running. Like I say, he was in meetings, so he's been locked in. It almost feels like he hadn't been gone other than game day. So, That's awesome. And I feel like he's just going to pick up where he left off and then some. He's just going to continue to grow. So, man, I feel good about where he's going to be, where he's at, and where he's going to go.
Dan, I hate to do this to you. Ian Rappaport is reporting, verified Ian Rappaport, that the Browns are trading Za'Darius Smith to the Lions. Can you comment on that?
Well, Ian's got all the answers, doesn't he?
Apparently.
Well, you'd hate it if Ian was wrong, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I would.
Well, we actually would.
Yes. Okay, we'll take that. Yeah. That's all we can get. John, you have something else for Dan?
No. Well, I mean, just in terms of, you know, traveling down to Houston, what are some of the things that this is a young quarterback, very talented, they might get their number one receiver back. What are you looking at when you play Houston down there?
Man, this team is I love the way this team plays. I mean, they play an aggressive style, explosive, fast type of football. And look, this quarterback, I think, has done an outstanding job. He's one of these really good young players in this league. I do think they're going to get Nico back. We're prepared for him. We're thinking he's coming back. He's outstanding. You know, this old line, there's been a little bit of, you know, they had some injuries here and there, you know, the scheme and the things that they're able to do up there, they can do a lot to you. And Mixon's playing a very high level. And then this defense, man, I mean, they hum now. They are smoking. They are up the field. They're aggressive. You know, they play a nasty style game. They finish on the football. It's going to be an all-out brawl, man, out in Houston, Houston, Texas on Sunday night. And, man, we're looking forward to it, man. This is one of those. Like I say, that's what excites you, man. Every week, you know, we just came off a big division win, and now we're rolling into another great opponent here in prime time Sunday night at their place. And, man, they play the style of football that we're looking forward to facing.
He's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. Dan, thanks for some of your time. Good luck this week.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
It's 97.1.
Hey, everybody asked me why I decided to lose weight, why I decided to go with Ideal You. And the answers are probably the same that a lot of people would have of why they wanted to lose weight. You just want to feel better. You got a family. You want to make sure you're around for them. Why did I go with Ideal You? It's all of the support that they give you from start to finish. And then because they're going to assign you a weight loss coach, going to tell you what to eat, drink to lose weight, all the things that I've been telling you about. But after you've reached your goal, they want you to be able to keep that weight off. So they stick with you through the entire process. I'm now more than 2.5 years into it. I lost 50 pounds in 40 days. I'm down 70 pounds right now, and I feel great. I'm so happy that I went with Ideal You. If you want to change your life as well, you can go to idealyou.us right now and schedule a free consultation. They're going to tell you the same things I've just done. You could be 20, 30, or even 40 pounds lighter in just 40 days. Ideal You has helped thousands of people. They help me. They can help you out as well. If you want to weigh less, go to idealyou.us.
Okay, very unique that it happens that way.
Yeah, while you have the head coach on, along with breaking news.
That he can't officially confirm?
Right, so here's why he can't say anything. There's eyes, like I mentioned, eyes dotted, T's crossed. It has to be officially...
Official.
Well, but it has to be reviewed by the NFL. It has to be accepted by the NFL before either team can actually put out a statement.
For our purposes, Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport have both reported the Browns are trading Za'Darius Smith to the Lions. The compensation, a 2025 fifth and a 26 sixth and seventh round picks. So this reads to me they didn't want to give up a fourth. They found a way around it. We'll give you a five plus some future day three.
Sure.
Stuff to grease the skids.
Go ahead, give it away. This is a great move by Brad Holmes. And if it was a holdout because they were demanding a fourth, but you're able to negotiate to a fifth next year,
A fifth this year.
Well, yeah, okay, so in the coming draft. Yes. A fifth in the coming draft. And a sixth and a seventh in the year after. It's a great move.
Za'Darius Smith, 5 sacks this season. A player who does play the run and gets to the quarterback. John, this is the type of move we had been talking about. This is Brad Holmes saying, I'm serious about this. We're not going to sit around, sit on our hands. We're going to get a deal done. And they may get another deal done still before the end of the day.
Right, yeah. Now you get to turn the page to whoever might be next if they want to continue to go down this route, because they have preserved that fourth. And I don't think it would be a fourth for like a player like Ojulari. But they have preserved some draft capital where they could go and make another move. And here is what excites me. And yes, in the here and now, this is the move that they had to make. We've been talking about Za'Darius Smith for the past 3 weeks since Hutch was hurt and trying to come up with different names. What really excites me is I think we all thought Marcus Davenport, all right, if they hit on that one, it's a great deal for the Lions. Injury risk, has been injury riddled, played in 2 games. I don't think he's long for the league, let alone the Detroit Lions. This is another opportunity to have somebody opposite Aiden Hutchinson next year. Doesn't mean it has to be the only move, the only guy. They're going to make some moves. They're going to get draft picks, all of that stuff. But in the here and now, it excites you. Knowing that he could be here next year as well also excites me, adds to the excitement.
Let me clarify. It's a fifth this year and a sixth next year. The Lions are getting a seventh back in 2026.
Oh, that's right. A seventh going to Detroit. Yes. Read words. My bad.
I read it wrong too. We're trying to get this right. The deal is breaking as of this hour, 15 minutes ago, less than 15 minutes ago, Schefter and Rappaport each breaking down the trade where Za'Darius Smith will come to the Lions. The Lions get Za'Darius Smith and a 2026 seventh for a 25 fifth and a 26 sixth. Rappaport says a major move. We want to know how you feel about this. 248-539-9797. Is it enough? How big a difference does it make? And does this only solidify the belief that this team is going to the Super Bowl and they've done what they have to do to win it? Let's go to the phones, and we're going to push some stuff around today, guys. We'll get to news. We've got Greg Palm, but this is the breaking story, and it's Bert in Trenton. Bert, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Hey, I just wanted to say that I think this is an absolutely fantastic trade. We go ahead and help out that defensive line that hasn't really made too much noise over the last couple games, and that just completes the complete package for the Lions right there. And you get a great pass rusher in Za'Darius Smith without even really giving up that much draft capital, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And then you also leave our higher round draft picks for, you know, if Brad Holmes wanted to, why not try to make another move this year? You know, it's Super Bowl or bust this year, but again, great move. I love it. Let's go, Lions. I'm ready for it. Let's go.
He wanted to be here. You know, we had read the comments prior. He's been in this division before. He had double-digit sack seasons with Green Bay and Minnesota.
He's mentioned comments of coming to Detroit because he would get the opportunity to play against those teams as well in division.
Yep. And then obviously the difference that he could make in a big playoff game. So let's just kind of chart this out. The best teams in the NFC, the Commanders are the 2 seed. Their quarterback is mobile. The Eagles are playing good football. Jalen Hurts is mobile. If you're in the Super Bowl, which is what we expect, Mahomes just always avoids, invades, and makes plays. You got to get him down. Same with Lamar. Same with Josh Allen. All the best teams all have mobile quarterbacks. The Lions can beat them all. But you want a player like Za'Darius Smith who can help on a critical third down, get that quarterback down, get the ball back, salt the game away. I love this move.
Yeah,
they give up a fifth-round pick, and they got a guy who can help them immediately this season.
I'm just waiting for the caller that says this isn't enough. This is what we've been asking for.
Yep.
And if they do something else, sure, cherry on top. This is all I expect. And now we get a chance to sit around and see if Brad Holmes has another trick up his sleeve.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. We said this was the bare minimum. Cannot be mad if this is all they do. Of course, as a fan, we all want more. Put whipped cream and a cherry on top. Add a little hot fudge. Whatever you got to do to make this thing happen. But no one could be mad at Brad Holmes. He didn't sit and do nothing. They went out and added somebody.
Yeah, and it's a fifth and a sixth for Za'Darius, and you obviously get that seventh back in 26.
Don and Howell, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Happy day when we get the guy that we think that they were likely supposed to get.
Yep.
But last night I saw they waived a down lineman and a linebacker from the roster. So I have a sneaking suspicion that there's still another person that's going to be coming. And I think they're targeting a linebacker just based on the waiver wire last night.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, they had to clear up a roster spot for J-Mo to come back, right?
Oh, is that what it was?
I believe that's the case. So, or Broderick Martin. They've activated him. Now, they don't have to have a roster spot for him immediately because they have 21 days from the moment of activation to actually see if they want to have him on the roster or not.
Yeah, I just saw those two moves last night. I thought, oh, well, that would be nice. Down lineman, and then if a linebacker could happen, that would be ideal because there is a need there too. So, and especially somebody like the guy from Tennessee that we just saw recently.
Harold Landry, is there the Sam linebacker, outside backer, maybe replaces him?
I think that puts us in the driver's seat for sure. But we're very happy to have a pass rush that's much better than it has been if he comes in and is effective.
Should be much more effective,
And I think that's the key. He is not replacing Aiden Hutchinson. There was really, outside of Max Crosby or Myles Garrett, nobody even close to Aiden Hutchinson. Aiden was having the defensive player of the year breakout season. He was the best defender in all of football. There is no replacing him. But they also had to do something. And this is a veteran. This is a guy who's played in big games. This guy who's delivered in big moments. He's still got something left in the tank. This is the ideal move. This is what teams do when they get into that Super Bowl stratosphere. Yep. They find veterans who want one more run at a Super Bowl. And this is at the critical position they needed most.
Yep. And I'm curious. Let's marry these two conversations together.
Yeah.
If you were on the fence of buying your Super Bowl tickets, are you now, with this trade, even more so, believing that the Detroit Lions will be there and willing to make that investment?
Well, how about this one? Za'Darius Smith wears number 59 here. Is there a 59 on the Lions? There is a 55. And that's what he wore in Cleveland, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for Super Bowl 59.
I think he was 99 in Cleveland.
Was he 99? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought he was a 55 somewhere, right? I don't know why.
He's been at a few different stops, so we can look through.
So somebody brought this up on Twitter, at least the name, and I was already thinking this. If there was another move, do you use the 7th and send it to Jacksonville or to Miami for Campbell?
Calais Campbell.
Yeah.
Just as another beefed up defensive lineman. I won't rule out another move today. Texter asks, do you think it's the only move the Lions make today? It's happening early enough where
there's still plenty of time. And you know, Brad Holmes can do two things at once.
Ticket texters. There. Now you don't have to fire Brad.
No strikes imminent.
Bro, this isn't a serious move. We have a detractor on the ticket text says it's not a serious move. Look what the Chiefs did. We needed more. Smith is 32, probably will be hurt in 2 weeks. Same player as Davenport. Okay, DeAndre Hopkins is 32. DeAndre Hopkins was for a 5th/4th. This is a very comparable move to what Kansas City made. I don't think that's a fair criticism, but we'll take more of your thoughts. It's 97.1. Breaking news this morning. The Lions have added a pass rusher. Exhale. Deep breath. A lot of angst over the last week or so. Za'Darius Smith, the Detroit Lion. The trade for a 5th this year and a 6th next year. Detroit also gets a 7th in return from Cleveland. Doesn't mean they're done, but it means, John, they added someone who can rush the passer.
Yeah, they had a need. And it was one that they didn't think at the beginning of the year they were going to have to add. And maybe they've been working on something like this since Marcus Davenport went down, since Kaminsky went down, the combination of those guys. And, you know, maybe they thought, hey, Hutch is just going to be that dominant. And he kind of was.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden you lose him in a very unexpected turn this season. And it highlighted the fact that, as we've seen over the last 3 weeks, they've been able to win. A lot of credit to the defense. A lot of credit to the coaching staff, but the pass rush was almost non-existent. Now you have a guy that can at least apply pressure.
They had practice squad players rotating in at the edge spots, starting at the edge spots. You can't have practice squad players at critical positions in the NFL. It's quarterback, protecting the quarterback, hitting the quarterback. They needed to upgrade this position. What does he bring to the table? I think a fair comp is DeAndre Hopkins. And that sounds weird because they don't play the same position. Both are 32 years old, have a little left in the tank, a clear need for the team. Chiefs add Hopkins. He catches two touchdowns yesterday, helps them stay undefeated. Yeah. Will Za'Darius Smith have a game this year with two sacks that helps the Lions pull off a win en route to the one seed? Like,
or it could be this weekend because you're playing a mobile quarterback, sure, in C.J. Stroud.
Sure. And we'll see how quickly he gets up to speed here in Detroit, but you get the deal done today. Get him in this week. He'll have some role on Sunday. Sunday night football against Houston.
Sure. And he's not going to be he's not going to play as many snaps as Aiden does. No one across the league plays as many snaps as Aiden Hutchinson. So you're still going to, now if you pair this with, as we have been led to believe, the return of Josh Pascal. Now you've got Levi Onwuzurike, who can play a number of different positions. You've got the big boys inside who have done a nice job of pushing the pocket from inside. They just haven't had any support from the edges.
Texter says, I absolutely love this trade. The Lions' sixth is already about to be a seventh. It's like we just moved back like 10 spots. He gave up, you know, the fifth in there too.
Sure.
But I think everybody was cool with that. We were talking Za'Darius for a fourth. They only give up a fifth. Hard to hate this one. This one says, OMG, finally. Stay healthy, and we will host that Lombardi Trophy in Nolens. Jamie in Madison Heights. Smith replaces Davenport, but who replaces Hutch? Go get Crosby or Trey Hendrickson on the ticket text.
Okay.
More.
Yes.
Do more.
And I'm not going to hate Lions fans that always want more. I mean, we all do. But with Cincinnati winning and with Trey Hendrickson having four sacks on Sunday, I think it's unlikely he's on the market. We already know that, you know, they have called about, you know, and I'm sure Myles Garrett was a part of the conversation, probably shut down quickly. Same thing with Crosby.
Ticket Texter says, John, you honestly think this is enough to beat Mahomes, Lamar, or Allen in the Super Bowl? LMFAO.
I think they could compete with them even without him.
I think they'll be favored in the game against those teams.
Yeah. And so do I think this helps? Absolutely. Are they better now than they were? I mean, the tweet was posted at 8:10. We were talking to Dan Campbell at the time. Are they better now at 8:38 versus 8:09? Yes.
More ticket text, 248-539-9797. If he can force a double team even occasionally, this is a great move. Another one says, love the trade. Still need another edge or outside linebacker as a depth piece with the uncertainty of Pascal. Let's get to Clay and Flint. Clay, you got thoughts here on 97.1.
Well, yes, sir, I do. I just, you know, like I was telling the call answer, you know, I've been a Lions fan for over 40 years. And I remember sitting onto my dad's carpet, 11, 12 years old, watching players like Spielman, Billy Sims, you know, stuff like that, Porsche. You know, it's amazing to listen to the ticket text, and you really think about it. These people even know what they're talking about. We're going to beat Josh Allen in, what, 4 or 5 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody right now that's better than the Lions playing right now. Mahomes is on borrowed time. If you watched that game last night in Tampa Bay, had him beat. They choked. Mahomes is on borrowed time. Signing Za'Darius Smith is going to free up our running defense because that's been suffering without the presence of Hutch.
Yep.
It's going to free that up. It's going to make the cornerbacks better because now they got to worry about Za'Darius Smith. Before, these pocket passers weren't worried about anything. They weren't worried about a pass rush from Detroit unless we were sending, you know, 6-7 guys. So for the ticket taxers to think this isn't a big deal, go find someone else to root for. Seriously, this is a big deal. This is a huge deal. And then I'm just going to braze over it because I know I'm in this year and you never know what's going to happen next year. If we keep him next year with Hutch, holy cripe. Think about that for a minute.
Yep.
But let's worry about this year because anything can happen.
It is an added benefit. You're right. I mean, getting a multi-year player. And just focusing on this year, John, you're right. This is a move they had to make.
I mean, I'm Super Bowl or bust now. I wasn't before when Hutch went down, but now I am. I mean, this is a huge move. This is and to get it for a fifth and a sixth and get back a seventh, which basically the sixth and a seventh are going to be almost right next to each other.
Yeah.
That's huge. I don't even know what people are thinking. Like I said, go root for the Bears. They're America's team now. Go root for them. That's all I got to say, guys. I appreciate the time.
Thanks, Clay.
Thanks, Clay. Let's get to Heather in the news.
Well, Tom Brady could be in some trouble with the NFL following his remarks he made during the Lions-Packers broadcast. So Brady criticized game officials after Brian Branch was ejected. And of course, the decision to eject Branch came from the league's replay review center in New York, not the officiating crew on the ground at Lambeau Field. But anyway, while Brady agreed that Branch should be penalized, he did question the decision to eject him from the game. Well, apparently, I guess because of his role, not only as a broadcaster, but also as a minority owner of the Raiders, he is subject to rules and regulations prohibiting public criticism of game officials or other teams.
So he said, I don't love that decision. It he could have gone in on the officials. He could have gone in on those in New York. He didn't.
And he just said, to me, obviously it's a penalty. To me, I don't like that decision. Like, I agree. He didn't really.
I mean, everybody's jumping all over it because they wanted. I mean, he's going to be critical of officials or teams at some point, and they're just waiting for what the NFL is going to do with even minor comments.
Yeah. A Detroit firefighter was injured by a speeding car. Early Monday morning, Detroit firefighters were actually at the scene of a downed power line. This was across the street from a hit-and-run accident when a speeding car just kept going and pulled down a pole, injuring one of the first responders. They do say, thankfully, this firefighter who was hurt isn't gravely hurt, is expected to be okay. But there was a woman who lives nearby, heard the crash, and says that she saw cars just driving right through the scene. And that's what the Detroit Fire Department is saying. Hey, you need to slow down. If you see, like they say, first responders have a dangerous job already. But then when you have other things going on at the scene and you're not slowing down, you could cause even more damage. So slow down, especially if there's lights on. It means something is going on. People, slow down. This is a wild story, pretty incredible. On October 20th, there's a man named Tim Ruff, and he was one of thousands of runners competing in the annual Grand Rapids Marathon, something he's done, something he has trained for. But nearly one third of the way through the race, he collapsed, suffered a massive heart attack.
Oh, no.
And for nearly 4 minutes, his vitals were gone. So basically, he was essentially dead there at the scene. But what happened next, you could only describe as a miracle. Three strangers who happened to be in the right place at the right time saved his life. Two of them were runners in the race. Another was somebody working for the race, watching people you know, cross the finish line. Well, thankfully, one of the people who was running was a nurse, knew what to do, jumped into the action. Somebody else right there, too, started doing chest compressions. Saved this guy's life, cleared the way for an ambulance, and the guy who was part of the race was also a doctor. I mean, it was just like absolutely incredible, and he survived. He was rushed to the hospital. Doctors performed emergency surgery. They had to put two stents in. He had a 2-inch blockage in his main artery, and he later learned, this guy, that only 12% of people who have this kind of heart attack outside of the hospital survived.
Wow.
And he said there's lots of things. Like, he was considering starting the race at an earlier time, but something happened. Like, if he could have been somewhere else and not right there with those people around him, he probably wouldn't have made it.
Did he say anything about a light?
He didn't. Yeah, no. Did he see the light? Yeah. What kind of near-death experience did he have? No, he didn't go into those details, but that's... I would have asked that question,
sure,
too.
Yeah, sure, is there a light?
I'm glad he survived, because that would have been a rough way to go.
Heather with the news. Coming up next, Greg Palm ahead of tonight's college football playoff rankings. Of course, more thoughts on Za'Darius Smith. Lions adding a pass rusher. It's 97-1.
Hey, the NBA is back, and FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, wants you to catch all the action right now. FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. That is for everyone. It's 3 months, NBA League Pass. All you have to do to catch every tip-off or buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. And maybe you don't want to miss Wemby's second season. Maybe you don't want to miss Celtics' demise or a repeat performance. Whatever your reason, just visit FanDuel.com/Jansen to make every moment more this season. FanDuel is the official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. After 3 months trial, the full price of League Pass will be automatically charged monthly. Cancel anytime. No refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one pass per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.